Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story of how one of our pious predecessors interacted with the Quran. So tonight is, subhanAllah, it's a beautiful example, once again, of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the khilaf of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his caliphate, there were, you know, the ummah spread all over the world, and subhanAllah, Baytul Mal, you know, the treasury was always overfilled, and there was always more wealth and more money and you know, more sheep and more cattle and whatever it may be than there had ever been in the ummah. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw this. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, as a means of keeping himself humble, what he would do was, when the different animals came that were paid as zakat and that were spoils or whatever they may have been, instead of assigning, you know, people to go and clean those animals, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, subhanAllah, the commander of the believers, he'd go into the pen and he'd start to clean after all of these animals. He'd have his towels. And subhanAllah, you know, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one time Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was cleaning the animals with a towel, and the towel got dirty. It was soaked with dirt. He took off his shirt and he started to use his shirt. Can you imagine? The ruler of the greatest nation on earth, subhanAllah, taking off his shirt, using it to clean animals with it. So one time there was an ambassador, or one of the companions that had come from Iraq, and he saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cleaning these animals. So he said, you know, you don't have to do that, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Instead, you can have someone else do that. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he threw the towel at him and he told him, come join me. So he made him get in the pen and start cleaning those animals as well. Now, in this particular incident, while Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was counting the camels, and camels were the most valuable of all animals, especially in that time, and for journeys and whatever they may be, and even in the laws of sacrifice, while he and this man were counting the camels, the man was absolutely astonished. SubhanAllah, you know, they lost count of how many camels they had within the treasury of the ummah. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he was counting the camels, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, Alhamdulillahi ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi ta'ala. All praises be to Allah. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious. And he would continue to say this, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The man said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hatha wallahi min fadlillahi wa rahmati. He said, I swear by Allah that this is from the bounty of Allah and His mercy. And he was referring to this particular ayah, the ayah that we're covering tonight, which is Surah Yunus, verse 58, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, in the bounty of Allah and His mercy, let them rejoice. In that let them rejoice, it's better than all that they accumulate. So when the man said that these camels are from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah and His mercy, Umar radiallahu anhu says, كَذَبْتْ لَيْسَ هَذَا. He said, no, you've lied. That's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. He says, but rather, هَذَا مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is from what people accumulate. SubhanAllah, what was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu talking about? When Allah says in Surah Yunus, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, let people rejoice in the bounty of Allah and His mercy. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about is the bounty of this religion and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Islam and Iman, something of that sort. Meaning what? Rejoice in Allah, rejoice in the religion, rejoice in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let the happiness you feel when you have the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be greater than the happiness that you felt when you got your new house, or you got your new car, or you got your job. And Umar radiallahu anhu, imagine, he's not even speaking about a personal gain. He's speaking about a gain for the ummah. It's a good gain. But he's saying, but what Allah is talking about in the Quran is far greater than anything in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the blessing of Islam, the blessing of Iman. And Allah is telling us, in that we should rejoice. We should rejoice in Allah and our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should feel great happiness, especially in the month of Ramadan. How great did you feel when Ramadan entered? how awesome will you feel, inshallah ta'ala, when you catch Laylatul Qadr? That feeling should be far greater, that feeling of happiness should be far greater than any moment of happiness you will ever have in life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His fadl and His rahmah, to grant us His bounty and His mercy, and to give us the best of this world and the next. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you next time for our series, People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.